And I guess in a way that gets into the issue of delayed trastuzumab in people who've been treated in the past 6 months, a couple of years, a few years before. We talked in the session about this, and we've already gotten sensitized to this whole issue through the aromatase inhibitors and the time course of recurrence. Do you think that that kind of approach makes sense to look at what the risk is from whatever point in time you have the patient in front of you and assume that maybe it's going to be decreased if you use delayed trastuzumab?
Well, I think a conditional probability is probably a good thing to utilize to guide you as to, whether to use it in a delayed fashion or not. Yet the slides that you showed of the patterns of care, of decisions that are being made in the community or decisions that are being made by medical oncologists, I think we're all pretty reasonable.
Right, I agree.
I mean that, for a patient with five positive nodes who's a year beyond chemotherapy, would you treat that individual with Herceptin knowing what we do, or more specifically, not knowing what the effect is going to be at that point? And the majority made the decision to treat that individual, and I would as well. I mean, you want to give that individual the best opportunity to say, I'm not sure that it will have any effect a year out, but on the other hand, we know that this woman is still at high risk for failure. So I want to diminish that risk in whatever way I can.